Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back. We're doing another deep dive today, and this time we're looking at some of the big stories that kids are learning about in educational apps.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of amazing to see what's catching their attention these days.
It really is. So, should we jump right in?
Let's do it.
Okay, so one of the first stories that caught my eye was about Bitcoin. Apparently, it's hit $100,000.
Wow, that's quite a milestone.
Yeah, and get this. The app also mentions that President-elect Trump is planning to make the U.S. the next crypto capital. I know, right? So, before we all get lost in the weeds of blockchain technology, which I'm still trying to wrap my head around myself, how do we even begin to explain this to, like, a 10-year-old?
Well, I think the key is to keep it simple and relatable. You know, instead of getting bogged down in all the technical jargon, you could start by explaining that Bitcoin is kind of like a digital piggy bank.
Okay, I like that.
And instead of having a physical bank, it uses a really, really secure network called the blockchain to keep track of everyone's savings.
Right.
And the cool thing about it is that no single person or institution controls it, which is a pretty big deal when you think about how traditional money works.
That's a great way to put it. And, you know, you can even tie it back to something they're familiar with, like allowance or saving up for a special toy.
Exactly. Make it personal.
Now, there's also this crazy anecdote in The Juice that I think would totally blow their minds.
Oh, let's hear it.
So back in 2010, someone bought two pizzas with 10,000 bitcoins.
10,000?
Yeah, 10,000. And today, those bitcoins would be worth millions.
No way.
Yeah. So you can imagine the kind of conversations this could spark about investment, the risks and rewards, and just the sheer speed at which technology can change the value of things.
Definitely. It's a good opportunity to talk about financial responsibility, too. You know, like, what would you do if you had that kind of money?
Right. Okay, so let's switch gears a bit now. We've got another story here that's a bit more heartwarming. It's about a town in Germany that turns its town hall into a giant advent calendar.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Every night leading up to Christmas, they unveil a new piece of art in one of the windows.
How cool is that?
I know. It's just such a lovely way to build anticipation and bring the community together.
It really speaks to the power of traditions, doesn't it? You know, those shared experiences that make holidays so special.
Exactly. And you know what's great is that you can easily connect this to the kids' own lives.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, ask them about their favorite holiday traditions, what makes them so special. You know, are there any family rituals that they look forward to?
Yeah, or what kind of traditions they'd like to start.
I love that. And speaking of traditions, The Juice actually poses a very similar question to its readers. It asks, how do you make the lead up to celebrations feel special?
That's a great prompt to get them thinking.
It really is. Okay, so now let's dive into something that gives us a little glimpse into the collective mind of 2024. We're talking about Wikipedia's most read articles.
Oh, that's always an interesting one.
Yeah, so no surprise here, the U.S. presidential election was right up there at the top.
Of course.
But what's also interesting is that the Indian general election and the Cricket Premier League were also hugely popular, which I think really shows the growing global influence of India.
Absolutely. It's a force to be reckoned with.
Now, one thing that did surprise me is that interest in AI has actually declined compared to last year.
Hmm. That is interesting. I wonder what that says about our shifting priorities.
Right. Like, what are we more concerned about now? What's capturing our attention?
It's a good question to ponder. Maybe it's a sign that we're becoming more aware of other pressing issues like climate change or political instability, or maybe there's a growing disillusionment with the promises of AI.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot to unpack there. Okay, so let's blast off to outer space now. There's this really cool story about a baby exoplanet.
A baby exoplanet.
Yeah, it's called TIDYE-1b. And get this, it's only 3 million years old.
That's incredibly young compared to Earth, which is, what, 4.5 billion years old?
Exactly. So this little guy is just a baby in astronomical terms.
Wow. So what's so special about this baby planet?
Well, it's actually challenging our understanding of how planets form.
Mm-hmm.
You see, scientists usually find older planets because they're easier to detect.
Oh, I see.
But this baby planet, they found it because its debris field, like the stuff around it, is all warped and messed up.
So it's like they caught it mid-tantrum, still rearranging its cosmic furniture.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show how dynamic and ever-changing space really is.
And how much we still have to learn.
Absolutely.
It's really amazing, right? Like all these discoveries that make us rethink what we thought we knew.
Exactly. And, you know, the Juice even asks its readers this really interesting question. How does learning about space discoveries help us understand our own world better?
That is a good question. It really makes you think about how everything is connected, doesn't it?
It does. Okay, speaking of connections, I think this next bit from the Juice is something we can all relate to no matter how old we are. It's a quote from the chess grandmaster, Viswanathan Anand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I think it has some really good life lessons tucked in there.
Well, don't leave us hanging. What's the quote?
Okay, so he says, and I'm quoting here, "Once you have made a move, you cannot take it back. You really have to measure your decisions. There's never any guarantee about what's going to follow."
That's deep.
I know, right?
Yeah.
You really see thinking about choices and consequences.
Yeah, you know, chess is all about strategy and planning ahead, just like life, I guess.
Exactly. You can't always predict what's going to happen, but you can try to make the best decision with what you know at the time.
And be prepared to deal with whatever comes next.
Exactly. I think that's such an important lesson for kids to learn, you know?
Yeah.
It's empowering in a way, because it means they have control over their choices, but it also means they need on the consequences.
It's about taking responsibility. And, you know, if you think about it, that idea kind of connects back to all the stories we've been talking about today, whether it's Bitcoin and cryptocurrency or holiday traditions or even this baby exoplanet.
I see what you mean. There's this common thread of, like, curiosity and critical thinking.
Right, and being open to new ideas, new perspectives.
And just embracing the fact that the world is constantly changing and evolving.
Exactly.
And it seems like the Juice is doing a great job of presenting all that to kids in a way that's engaging and thought-provoking. Well, that about wraps up our deep dive into the Juice and the fascinating world of kids' education today.
It's been a great conversation.
It really has. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and until next time, stay curious.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.